So the theme of enlightenment, well, I have to say that it doesn't really mean very much to me, enlightenment. I don't think in terms of enlightenment. I don't really use that word at all. Yeah, obviously there is something, yeah. I do believe there is something, or at least I do believe that this isn't it. So Rumi says, if eyesight blurs, find a railing to follow. And I really like that image of kind of following a railing in the dark. And I often feel much more like that, but I'm kind of following a railing, or a bit like I'm following some kind of thread. But it's very kind of misty and mysterious, yet it's quite definite in a way. There's definitely something to follow. So I'm just going to use some poems and symbols from Rumi. So Rumi is a 12th century Sufi poet, sort of Sufi mystic, which most people are probably familiar with Rumi, but I'm not going to say anything else about him. And in a way, the whole talk is a bit like following a railing in the dark. That's what it's felt like, just following this kind of railing in the dark. So we have a huge barrel of wine. So wine appears a lot in Rumi's poems. And we can't say what wine is. We can't say, oh, when Rumi talks about wine, he means such and such. It means a lot of different things. I think you realise this with symbolism in general and in Rumi, is that the symbols that he uses in different ways. So you can't quite pin them down and just say, oh, this means this. As a symbol, it kind of defies definition. But we do get a sense of what the wine is. So this wine that continually appears in his poetry is something to do with essence or spirit or soul. Yeah, so we have to use soul, obviously, in inverted commas. But this kind of essence or soul or spirit, it's not inside of us. It's neither inside nor outside.
Last year, I admired wines. This, I'm wandering inside the red world. Gone, inner and outer. No moon, no ground or sky. Don't hand me another glass of wine. Pour it in my mouth. I've lost the way to my mouth.
So if I were to ask you what you think enlightenment is, and you tell me what you think it is, and I wouldn't find out anything about enlightenment, but I would find out something about you. Yeah? So you would tell me something about yourself in telling me what enlightenment is. And in this talk, you're going to find out more about me than enlightenment.
Gone, inner and outer.
So Dogen says, this is one of my favourite little quotes. Dogen says, to study the way is to study the self. So that's what we're doing. When we say we're studying Buddhism, we say we're studying the Dharma, we're studying ourself. So there is no way or path outside of ourselves. Wine in Rumi is also the experiences that we have.
Drink the wine that moves you, as a camel moves when it's been untied and is just ambling about.
So in Rumi, we find themes of drunkenness, of surrender and abandon. But we also find that these themes and symbols go hand in hand with strong themes of discipline. So in Rumi, there's a lot of staying up all night. He says, don't go back to sleep. Yeah? Stay up all night. Keep knocking at the door. So there's this kind of persistence, fasting, meditating. So you get these two threads in Rumi of surrender and discipline.